我们再回来看哈罗马书的第八章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
第八章的第二节。
Verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
这个地方讲哈，是生命圣灵的律。在耶稣基督里释放我，使我脱离罪跟死的律。这里提到有两个律。
Here talks about two laws.
一个是罪跟死的律。
First is the law of sin and death.
有肉体就有罪性。
If there's flesh, there is a nature of sin.
罪性是一种权势，会控制人。
Sinful nature is a power. It's a power that will control us.
所以会让我们一直去犯罪。
So it will cause us to continue to sin.
但是在我们里面又有一个圣灵。
But in us, there's also a Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是从神来的一股力量。
And the Holy Spirit is a power that comes from God.
所以信仰生活就是这两个力量，看哪一个力量比较大。
In our life of faith, there are two powers. So it depends on which power is stronger.
如果我们没有被圣灵充满。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个罪性力量就会控制我们。
Then the power of sinful nature will control us.
所以我们就有可能继续活在罪里面。
Then it's possible that we continue to live in sin.
如果我们被圣灵充满。
However, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的力量比较大。
God's power is greater.
那这个罪的力量就减小。
Then the power of sin will be decreased.
那我们就从罪性得到自由。
And therefore, we'll be free from the sinful nature.
就不会犯罪。
We will no longer commit any sins.
那这个具体的例子如果我们看加拉太书。
For a concrete example, please turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
16节
I say then, walk in the spirit that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
17节
17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do these things that you wish.
这个地方也在提到，这两个在相争。
Here talks about two fighting.
而且他是敌人。
And they are enemies.
让我们不能做所愿意做的。
So that we cannot do the things that we want to do.
那16节
16.
如果顺圣灵而行，就是神的灵充满有这个力量带领我们，我们就不会放纵肉体的情欲，就不会被罪性所控制。
If we walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We will not be controlled by our flesh.
那这个罪性的表现就是从19节一直到21节，请。
19. But the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. 21. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand.
好，如果我们从19节读到21节
If you read from 19 to 21.
有哪一样是好的？你觉得有哪一样是好的？
Which one of these characteristics do you think is good?
有哪一样是好的？
Which of these are good?
没有一个是好的。
None of them are good.
好，那我们再想有哪一样我们没有？
You think about it, which one of these traits do you not have?
大部分都有，只是程度不同。
We have most of these traits, it's just a degree of severity.
我们 人的里面都有这个不好的罪性，只是程度不一样。
In us, there's a sinful nature, it's just the severity in everyone is different.
好，那我们再看22节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
23节
23, gentleness and self-control. Against such there is no law.
22节到23节圣灵的果子有几个表现。
And from 22 to 23, what are different manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit?
有几个
How many?
九个
They are nine.
那有哪一样是不好的？
And which one of these are not good?
每一个都是好的。
Every single one of these traits is good.
那我们再问你一个问题
One more question.
这九个表现，我有几个表现？
How many of these nine traits do I have?
啊，你觉得这个九个哈，九个我都有的举手。
Raise your hand if you think you possess all these nine traits.
啊，忽然间这么谦卑啊。
How everybody is so humble.
好，每个都好。
Every one of them is good.
我们都有一点点。
We have all of them, it's just a little bit.
不是。那如果把这个扩充起来每个都有而且是 很 充满
But if we have all these traits and to its fullness
啊，我们叫做结圣灵的果子
Then that means that we have bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit
啊，有一年我到 Garden Grove 去这个庭院变了
One year I went to Garden Grove I noticed that their garden has changed
啊，现在那个餐厅的周围都是什么芭乐和石榴。
And around the kitchen, they planted many guava trees.
啊，多结果子。
And has bear much fruit.
真的，信徒都可以享用。
And so all the believers are able to enjoy the fruits.
啊，你只不过想想看哦，加兰谷那个周围种的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，九个不同的果子。
Imagine that the trees around the Garden Grove kitchen is the trees of love, joy, peace, suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我看了，每个人都要到 Garden Grove 去聚会。
Then I believe everybody will want to go to service at Garden Grove Church.
哇，那个里面吃的会仁爱，吃的会喜乐，吃的会恩慈、良善、信实，每个都有啊。
If you eat from the tree, then you will have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and etc.
哇，那到 Garden Grove 去聚会最好了。
It will be wonderful to go to Garden Grove Church.
这个果子一吃下去就有仁爱，就有喜乐。
If you're able to eat the fruit and automatically have love and joy.
但是诸位，你不必到 Garden Grove.
But brethren, you don't need to go to Garden Grove Church.
因为圣灵已经在我们内心了。
Because Holy Spirit is already in us.
你即使在伯恩教会，你一直祷告，祷告被圣灵充满。
Even if you're at Bowen Park Church, if you pray until you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
渐渐就有这个九个表现了。
Then gradually you will have these nine traits.
那一个人能够结九个不同样的果子。
For a person that can bear nine different kinds of fruits.
那这个人就是宝贝。
And this person is considered precious.
我在听一个弟兄讲。
I once heard from a brother.
他最近告诉我。
Recently he told me.
他说他庭院里面种了一个果树，长得很长很高，就是不结果子。
He said that in his garden there's a tree that grew really tall, but it doesn't bear fruits.
但有一年那个龙卷风来呀。
And one day, one year that hurricane or tornado came.
他说那个奇迹啊。
He said it was a miracle.
那个龙卷风刚好降在他的庭院里面，刚好降在那一棵果树，把它拔起来。
And the tornado came into his yard, landed on that tree, and pulled the tree out.
他很高兴。
So he was very happy.
这一个果树拔起来，我现在在那个地方可以种另外一个会结果子。
The tornado tore that tree out of the from its root, and now he can plant a different tree there.
所以如果我们在教会结的果子又酸又苦又辣。
If the fruit that we bear in church is a fruit that is sour, that is bitter.
现在一阵龙卷风把它卷起来。带走了
And the tornado comes and take away that tree.
大家都感谢神了
And then everybody would give thanks to God.
丧礼依依不舍，但是感谢神
So even though at the funeral, everyone appears to be sad, but they are thankful.
因为神把他带走了
Because God has taken him away.
那如果有一个信徒这个九个果子都有
But if there's a member that has all these nine fruits,
带给教会喜乐。
He has brought joy to church,
带给教会平安,
brought peace to the church,
带给教会爱心,
and brought kindness to church.
哇，这个人如果离开了，我们就很想念了。
If a person passes away, then we will miss him very much.
因为果子是很宝贵的。
Because the fruits are so precious.
那这个就是我们信仰的努力。
And this is the goal that we strive after.
不只是为着自己得救。
Not only so that we can be saved.
主耶稣走到哪里，人都得到益处。
Everywhere that Lord Jesus goes to, people are benefited by him.
那今天主耶稣的灵在我们身上。
Today, Lord Jesus' Holy Spirit is in us.
他要把神性浇灌在我们里面。
He wants to pour down his divine nature. Onto us,
让我们生活有这个九个表现
so that we can demonstrate these nine traits in our lives.
我们走到哪里都可以让人得到造就，得到好处
so that we can edify people everywhere we go.
这就是我们信仰努力的目标
And this is a goal of our faith.
所以罗马书里面第八章
in Romans chapter 8.
第二节
verse 2.
是生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free.
脱离罪跟死的律。
from the law of sin and death.
那罪会控制人。
Sin will control people.
借着很多在控制人。
And sin controls people through many different things.
借着怒气。
Is through wrath.
借着骄傲。
Through arrogance.
借着嫉妒。
Through jealousy.
借着仇恨。
Through hatred.
在控制人。
Sin continues to control people.
使我们一直去做我们不想做的。
So that we continue to do things that we don't want to do.
有一天我们被圣灵充满。
One day, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个地方说释放我们就是得自由的意思。
And here it says that it would set us free.
不是不可以恨，是你不会恨，你已经被释放了。
It's not that you're not allowed to hate, it's that you don't want to hate because you've been set free already.
是不是不可以生气，是不会生气。
It's not that you are not allowed to be angry, but you don't want to be angry.
因为这个神的力量啊，灵的力量已经把我释放了，我不会被怒气捆绑。
Because God's power, God's spirit has already released you, so you will not be bonded by the wrath.
不是说圣经不可以生气啊，哇，拼命忍，哇，那个心里也是很痛苦。
It's not that if you are trying to force yourself not to be angry because the Bible tells you you can be angry, and that will be very painful.
那祷告到圣灵充满的时候，怎么不会生气？
But if you're filled, if you pray until you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then naturally you are not angry.
以前别人讲一句话不中听，哇，马上火山爆发。
In the past, if somebody says something that you dislike, then immediately would provoke your anger.
那现在别人不论怎么讲，我奇怪，我奇妙不是奇怪，我怎么不会生气？
But nowadays, even if people criticize you miraculously, you're not angry anymore.
这个叫圣灵的果子。
This is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个叫圣灵的力量，让我们得自由。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit that set us free.
那这个是真自由。
This is a true freedom.
这是钱买不到的。
This is something that can be bought with money.
这是信耶稣我们可以体验得到的。
This is something we can experience when we believe in Jesus.
所以我们的信仰越进步，越像主耶稣。
So the more our spirituality advances or progresses, the more we are like Jesus.
第一个得到益处是我们自己。
The first person to benefit from this is ourselves.
因为我们很自由。
Because we are free.
第二个得到好处的是我们周围的家人。
The second people that benefit from this is our family surrounding us.
第三个得到好处是教会。
The third person that benefit from this is church.
所以有时候我们听人讲，家有一老就是什么？一宝。
And there's a Chinese saying that if you have an elderly member in your family, it's like having a precious stone in your family.
但是有一个条件哦。
But there's a condition.
不是没有条件的。
It's not without any requirement.
这个一老要会结果子。
And that is that elderly member has to bear fruit.
结圣灵的果子。
Has to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
家有一老确实是一宝啊。
And if that's true, then indeed we will have a precious stone in family.
家把它扩大就是教会，教会就是神的家。
If you expand the definition of home to the entire church.
那个老也不要只说年纪老了。
And that elderly member is not just limited to someone who's advanced in age.
就是灵性很成熟。
Rather, it should be somebody who's mature in spirituality.
这个教会如果有一个灵性很成熟，这是教会的宝贝。
If church has a member that's very advanced in their spirituality, that person is considered a precious stone in our church.
会给教会带来很多好处。
That person will bring much benefit to the church.
所以我们在这里做什么？
So what are we doing here?
就是在敬虔上操练我们自己。
We are disciplining ourselves with faith.
让我们灵性越来越成熟。
So that our spirituality can become more mature.
就是越来越主耶稣的样式。
And that is we are more like Jesus.
是我们回到地方教会，能够成为地方教会的宝贝。
So that as we return to our local church, we can be the precious stones of our local church.
那现在就连带问题了，常常问一个问题，大家都听过了，祷告要祷告多久？
And there's a question that's often asked, how long do you need to pray?
来，陈弟兄，祷告祷告多久
？How long do you need to pray？
祷告到心灵平安。好。
He says, pray until you have peace in your heart.
有没有？祷告要祷告多久？十五分，半个钟头，一个小时，要祷告多久
？Do you pray 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? How long do you pray？
那有的真的是我一天祷告十五分钟他就设一个闹钟，十五分钟量我今天的份完了。
And some people set an alarm that once the 15 minutes time's up, they're done with their work for the day.
今天礼拜天弄半个钟头，半个钟头响了，我今天很平安了，我说
Or they'll set a timer for on Sunday for 30 minutes. Once the timer's up, then they have done their prayer work for the day.
我们现在很多教会都有一天读一章圣经的这个进度。
In all the churches, now we have a program where we read a Bible chapter a day.
那也有弟兄一天读七章，我这个礼拜的份完了。
And some brothers will read seven chapters a day, so they will be done with 1 week's worth of Bible reading.
所以一天到底要祷告多久？
So how long are you supposed to pray every day?
要祷告多久？
How long?
你讲15分钟、半个钟头都没有圣经根据。
If you say 15 minutes, 30 minutes, they are not based biblically.
如果要跟主耶稣一样，就是整夜祷告，我们也做不到。
If you want to be like Jesus and you need to pray all night, which is cannot be done.
那要祷告多久？
So how long do we need to pray?
圣经讲，不要醉酒。
The Bible says do not be drunk.
酒能够使人 放荡。
Because drunkenness will lead to lewdness.
那下一句是什么？
And what's the next verse?
乃要被圣灵充满。
But rather be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以一天要祷告多久？
So how long do we need to pray every day?
祷告到被圣灵充满。
That is, we need to pray until we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那祷告到被圣灵充满，到底要祷告多久？
So how long is that? How long does it take to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果你一个礼拜认真祷告一次，大概1个小时以上吧。
If you pray devotedly to prayer once a week, it should be at least an hour.
但是如果每天祷告，可能就短一点了。If
you pray every day, then it will be a little shorter.
因为这跟两个情况有关系。Because
this has to do with two different circumstances.
第一个，我们的心是不是很清新，就是没有罪。
The first is whether or not our hearts are very pure, that is without sins.
你知道那个我们这个 smartphone 如果用久了，
If we use our smartphones for a long time,
这个有时候电没有办法充得很多。
And sometimes you can't charge it to its fullest.
那我们人里面如果有罪，这个灵浇灌不进来。
If we have sins in our hearts, sometimes the Spirit cannot fill us.
第二个就是专心的程度。
And second is your degree of concentration.
如果心很纯清新，
If your heart is pure,
又很专心，
And you also concentrate,
就很容易被圣灵充满。
Then it's very easy for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以要享受圣经的应许， 让生命圣灵的律在基督里释放我，就是要祷告到被圣灵充满。
If you want to enjoy the promise of the Bible, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus set you free, then you need to pray until you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这是我们生活的一个目标。So
this is a goal in our lives.
那为着专心祷告，其实最好的时间是早上。
In order to help you concentrate in your prayer, the best time to pray is in the mornings.
而且还没有祷告以前，不要做世界的事情，更容易专心。
And it will be even easier to concentrate if you don't do any worldly things before you start praying.
我们现在发明这个手机，真的是非常聪明的一个发明。
And smartphones are a very smart invention.
你看一个smartphone，在很多其他的东西你都不需要带。
Once you have a phone, you don't have to carry many other things.
因为里面什么都有。
Because everything is in a phone.
所以如果我们控制它，它是很好的工具。
If we know how to control it, then it becomes a very good tool.
但是我们有没有听过这样，这个 smartphone 是现代的毒品。
Have you heard the saying that smartphone is a drug today?
毒品就是说会让人上瘾。
Which means that this will make you addicted.
那你怎么知道我已经上瘾呢？
So how do you know that you're already addicted to your phone?
如果你几分钟看一次，大概就上瘾了。If
you have to look at your phone every few minutes, then you have been addicted.
是不是？ 那有的睡觉以前要看看。
And some have to scroll on their phone before they go to bed.
半夜起来上厕所， smartphone 再看看有没有什么 text, email.
And when they get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, they have to look at their smartphone to see if they have any new messages or emails.
那早上起来第一个想到是 smartphone.
The first thing they think about in the morning is look at their phones.
那这个大概已经上瘾了。
If that's the case, then you have been addicted.
所以从网络发达以后，我们就发现很难牧养。
Ever since the advancement in technology and internet, we've noticed now that it's harder to pastor people.
那这个 smartphone 出来以后更难牧养。
It's even harder to pastor members now that we have the smartphone.
请问大家，你喜欢读这个纸印的圣经呢，还是喜欢读这个电子产品里面在读圣经？
And let me ask everyone, do you like to read the Bible on paper or on the devices?
啊，纸的哦。
Paper.
纸的是比较重。
Paper Bible is heavier.
那个 iPad 啊 ，smartphone 是比较轻哦。
iPad or smartphones are lighter.
但是呢。如果我们都没有带纸的圣经，只带一个 smartphone， 有一个很大的试探。
However, if you don't bring your paper Bible, you only have your smartphone, that becomes a temptation.
现在上面在读罗马书哪一章哪一节？
And if the pastor is reading Romans, certain chapters, certain verses.
顺便 check 一下有没有 text.
And it also allows you to check to see if you have any new text coming in.
有没有新的 email.
And if you have any new emails coming in.
所以就变成不敬虔了。
Then you're not as devout.
为什么？因为我们奉主耶稣圣名聚会，主就在我们当中。
Because when we hold service in the name of Lord Jesus, Jesus is amongst us.
我们的心呢，就跑到世界去。
But our hearts are going towards the world.
所以如果我们做得到哈，聚会时间我们不做其他的事，我看 smartphone 就是看圣经，那就没有关系了。
If you're able to only look at smartphone, the Bible apps during the service, and that will be okay.
但是如果我们经不起试，不是试炼哦，经不起试探。
But if you're not able to stand up to this temptation,
最好来教会里面用这个印的这个纸的圣经。
It would be better for you to bring your paper Bible to church.
所以罪借着很多事情在控制我们。
And that's why sin controls us through many different things.
有时候罪借着 smartphone 在控制我们。
Sometimes sin even controls us through the smartphones.
所以我们要求神给我们力量从这个 smartphone 得到自由。
So we ask God to give us strength so that we can be freed from the smartphones.
就不会被它上瘾被它控制。
So we would not be addicted to it and be controlled by the phones.
大家有没有想过，你去餐厅看现在吃饭全家到餐厅吃，那每个人在看什么？爸爸妈妈每个人都在看 smartphone。
Have you noticed that when you go to the restaurant to eat, you notice that at a table, the whole family, including mom and dad, are all looking at their phones?
其实全家能够团聚，这是很难得的机会。
It's a very precious moment for a family to gather together.
但这个 smartphone 就使人跟人之间疏离。
But the smartphone device has distanced people from each other.
那年轻的一代更厉害，他只能够跟这个电子产品互动。
For the younger generation, all they know to do is how to interact with the devices.
他跟人他不晓得怎么讲话。
And they don't know how to talk to people anymore.
不知道怎么去互动。
And they don't know how to interact with other people.
所以我这里讲圣灵释放我们，让我们得自由。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit will set us free.
其中包括 smartphone，
and that includes a smartphone。
那安息日
，and Sabbath。
安息日我们不止肉体的安息。
On Sabbath, we don't only receive rest in our body。
我们心也要得安息。
Our hearts also need to find rest。
但是如果心得安息，要从世界出来，进到神这国里面。
In order for our heart to find rest, we must leave the world and come into the kingdom of God.
但是我们还是发现安息日有一些信徒手不离开 smartphone。
However, we notice that for some members, even during the Sabbath, their phone never leave their hand.
如果有紧急的事情。
If there's any emergency,
真的为着教会的事情
or for matters of the church,
这个还可以了解
and that would be a more understandable.
但是如果我们来到教会，又借着 smartphone， 心又回到世界，真的安息日，心没有办法得安息。
But our hearts will not find true rest if we are physically here in church, but our heart has left to go into the world with our smartphones.
所以第八章的第二节圣灵释放我们，让我们得自由。
The Holy Spirit has set us free so that we can be free.
有一天我觉得我可以控制 smartphone.
One day when I feel like I can control my phone.
我可以控制对这个大众娱乐、大众媒体的这种消费。
When I can control my expenses on social media or advertising.
那个是我们被圣灵、神的能力充满的一个证明。
And that will be evidence that we've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，如果我们还是被他控制。
If we are still controlled by it,
我们还需要更多的祷告。
Then we need even more prayers.
到有一天啊，我们自己可以做自己的主人。
We pray until one day we can be our own master.
啊，所以现在这个世界很多人上瘾。
And in this world today, there are many people with addictions.
他会上瘾，就是内心很空虚。
They are addicted because their heart feels empty.
啊，内心很空虚，又得不到满足。
Heart is so empty and it can't be filled.
啊，所以就很容易被外面的东西啊勾住上瘾。
So it's very easy to be hooked on the secular things and be addicted to it.
那上瘾里面很多都是不好的。
Many of the addictions are not good.
啊，所以生命的律会释放我们，让我们得自由。
And so that the law of the spirit of life will release us and it was made us free.
好，那我们看第八章。
Chapter 8.
啊，第八章啊的十八节开始。
Starting from verse 18.
啊，一直到三十九节。
18 to 39.
啊，就是在讲受苦与荣耀。
Talks about from suffering to glory.
啊，我们看十八节，请读。
18. For I consider that suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
啊，这个十八节讲现在的苦楚比将来的荣耀就算不了什么。
Here talks about the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory.
啊，好，那将来的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory in the future?
啊，将来的荣耀就是从十九节一直讲下去。
And the glory that will be revealed in this is mentioned starting from verse 19 on.
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21.
请读。
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
啊，受造之物啊，指望脱离败坏的辖制，可以讲神儿女自由的荣耀。哦，这个想哦，你看中文有一个叫进入，啊，这个受造之物当我们都是受造之物啊。
We are all the creations.
啊，指望脱离败坏的辖制，这个败坏就是肉体嘛。
We want to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. The corruption means this body.
啊，其实我们的灵魂住在肉体，就是被肉体控制。
The spirit lives in this body, and therefore is controlled by this body.
你在这里，你就不能在那里。
Because if you're physically here, you can be elsewhere.
啊，但是如果这个灵魂从肉体出来。
But if the spirit comes out of the body,
哦，这个灵就不受限制了。
Then the spirit is not controlled by anything.
门关着，它可以出去啊。
If even the doors open, the spirit can go out.
门关着，它可以进来。
Even if the doors open, the spirit can come in.
因为它是灵。
Because it is a spirit.
哦，所以主耶稣复活以后是灵体。
So after Lord Jesus resurrected, he becomes a spirit.
那门关着，他也可以进来。
Even when the doors close, he can come in.
显现给门徒看。
He can show himself to the disciples.
他可以跟门徒一起吃东西。
He can eat with the disciples.
突然间又不见了。
And then all of a sudden he would disappear.
这个就是自由。
And that is freedom.
所以这个受造之物脱离败坏的辖制，脱离肉体的控制，能够进到神儿女自由的荣耀。
The creation itself will be delivered from the corruption of the body into the glorious liberty of children of God.
啊，这个神儿女自由的荣耀就是天上的荣耀。
Glorious liberty of the children of God is referring to the heavenly glory.
啊，要进到天上那个荣耀里面。
We want to enter into the glory of heaven.
啊，那个有多好呢？讲不出来。
How wonderful is that? It's indescribable.
所以你如果看到那个祷告真的看到异象的人。
For people that have seen the vision in their prayer,
天国有多好？
You ask them how wonderful is heaven.
好到你不想要离开。
It's so wonderful to the point that you don't want to leave.
哦，那有的人死人复活。
And some are raised from the dead.
死了，哎，带他灵魂到乐园去。
After they died, they were brought up into the paradise.
大家迫切祷告。
Everybody pray earnestly for that person.
天使说，哎，你时候还没有到，你要再下去，他就不下来了。
The angel would tell that person, the time is not come yet, you need to go back to the world, but he doesn't want to.
天国太好了。
Because heaven is so wonderful.
比起地上都是粪土。
Compared to this world, the world is rubbish.
所以这样就知道天国有多好。
And that tells you how wonderful the heaven is.
所以受造之物有一个盼望。
So the creation has a hope.
脱离这个地上的肉体的这个 辖制。
And that is to be delivered from the bondage of this body in the world.
进到天国那样的荣耀，那样的自由。
And go into the heavenly glory and heavenly freedom.
所以22节。
22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now.
23节。
23. Not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
所以22节开始，受造之一同叹息劳苦一直到今天。
And 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now.
好，那23节，连这个神的儿女也是心里叹息，等候得儿子的名分。
And 23, that not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
乃是身体被赎，就是回到天上去了。
And for the adoption, redemption of our body, that means we return to heaven.
所以这是基督徒的盼望。
This is a hope of a Christian.
如果我们信仰越来越深，就是深到神的话里面。
If our faith takes deep root, so deep to the down to the Word of God.
就深到神给我们那个盼望里面。
And then it's so deep rooted in the hope that God, the Lord has given us.
24节。
24。
我们得救在乎盼望，只是说见的盼望不是盼望，谁要盼望他所见的呢？
24, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees?
所以信仰最宝贵的不是看得见的。
So what is most precious for faith is not what can be seen.
信仰最宝贵是看不见的。
What's the most precious about faith is what cannot be seen.
那是灵界的。
Because that is belongs to the spiritual realm.
那也可能是最后的天国。
And that may be the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们有自由，我们有荣耀。
Therefore, we have freedom, we have glory.
而且会有永生。
And we have eternal life.
这就是我们的盼望。
These are our hopes.
那为着这个盼望。
For this hope.
所以我们回到十八节的第一句话。
Let's go back to chapter, to verse 18, first part.
现在的苦楚，要显于将来的荣耀就不足介意了。
That the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
那这个苦楚代表什么？
What is the suffering referring to?
苦楚就很多了。
There are many different reasons for suffering.
这个苦楚可能是我们侍奉神的一种经历。
The suffering can be referred to an experience that we have as we serve God.
你看在这个世界上如果薪水很高的。
In this world, people that have high salary,
一般责任都很重。
Usually, they carry a lot of responsibilities.
所以有时候工作时间很长，投入很多。
And that's why they have to devote a lot of hours and effort into their work.
所以他用最高的薪水来买一个人人生最精华的那一段时间。
And so, people buy the most precious, prime time in your life with the highest salary they can pay you.
所以很辛苦，但是报酬很大，所以很多人要投入。
A lot of people still want to do it because even though it's hard work, but the compensation is great, and so they still want to do it.
所以有时候我们听人讲
So that we hear this from people sometimes.
你服侍神牺牲很大。
And that you sacrifice a lot when you serve the Lord.
这句话我们觉得怎样？
What do you think about this?
有人说你去服侍神牺牲很大，你会觉得怎样？
How do you feel if somebody says to you, you have sacrificed a lot in serving the Lord?
如果我们真的心里觉得我牺牲很大，我们还不配服侍神。
If you feel and agree that you have sacrificed a lot in serving the Lord, then you are not worthy to serve.
因为你把教会看作什么？
Because how do you see the church?
如果我们把教会看作公司。
If you see church as a company.
所以我为教会工作，那教会的配跟在外面配不一样。
And so you work for church, but the salary in church is different from salary in a company.
那你就会觉得牺牲很大。
If that's how you think, then you would think that you sacrifice a lot.
但是如果我们觉得教会是神的家。
But if you feel that the church is a house of God.
是神的殿。
is the sanctuary of God.
教会里面有神的宝座。
And there is a mercy throne in the church.
有神的同在。
Has the abidance of God.
所以我们在教会做圣工，就是在服侍神。
Therefore, when you work in church, you are serving God.
他是天地的主宰。
He is the master of heaven and earth.
那这不是牺牲啊。
If that's how you think, then this is not a sacrifice.
这是一种恩典。
This is rather a mercy.
这是一种机会。
This is an opportunity.
所以不是牺牲啊。
Therefore, this is not a sacrifice.
所以如果有人跟我们讲啊，你为神做工牺牲很大。
If someone tells you that you must sacrifice a lot when you work for God,
我们要想这是恩典，不是牺牲。
You must think to yourself, this is mercy, this is not sacrifice.
因为神要给我们的超过我们在地上所想所求的。
Because what God wants to give us, surpasses what we pray and what we ask for in the world.
好，那有这样的盼望。
With this kind of hope,
你受苦就算不了什么。
Then suffering becomes nothing.
所以保罗说，这个自战自轻的苦楚，要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
So Paul says that this a great long suffering will fulfill the glory in the future.
好，这是第一个受苦的来源。
And this is the source of first kind of suffering.
好，那第二个受苦的来源。
The second source of the suffering.
就是我们查考那个第五章。
Is chapter 5 that we studied already.
就是患难的来到。
Is the coming of the suffering.
第五章的第三节，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope.
盼望是什么？
What is hope?
这个盼望不止地上，也是指天上。
And this hope is not just hope in the world, but rather it's a heavenly hope.
那在经历苦难，就是要预备一个人他的灵性更完全。
To endure suffering so that a person's character can be more disciplined and more complete.
将来荣耀更大。
And so in the future, that person will have more glory.
所以我们现在这个苦，被神熬炼这个苦。比起我们将来要得的荣耀算不了什么。
Therefore, the suffering that we endure at the present time is nothing compared to the glory we will receive in the future.
所以对一个有信仰的人来讲，受苦是可以解释的。
To a person with faith, suffering can be explained.
受苦是有意义的。
Suffering are meaningful.
所以信仰真的是很重要。
And that's why faith is very important.
你如果没有信仰，受苦真的找不到意义，那真的是一种好像咒诅一样。
If you don't have faith and you can't find an explanation to your suffering, then suffering becomes a curse.
好，我们再回来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
这个二十六节我们已经提过了，在我们的信仰生活中。圣灵会不断为我们代求。
Verse 26, we already mentioned that in our spiritual journey, Spirit will continue to help us in our weakness.
照着我们的需要啊，圣灵会代替我们祷告。
That according to our needs, the Holy Spirit will pray and make intercessions for us.
那二十八节，在我们信仰中，有的顺利，有的不顺利，很多事情都会发生。
And 28 tells us that in our faith, there are many things, good or bad, that can happen to us.
只要我们爱神。
As long as we love God,
那每一件事情到最后都是对我们有好处。
Then there's always something good that will come out of the things that happen to us.
你看保罗在传福音不是一帆风顺。
When Paul was preaching the gospel, not everything went always smooth for him.
被石头打，被棍子打。
Stones were thrown at him. He was beaten by the sticks.
船坏掉。
His ship was wrecked.
假弟兄的攻击对立。
Attacked in opposition from false brothers.
但是
However,
保罗服侍到最后
Paul to the end of his service.
腓立比书说我活着就是基督。
In Book of Philippians, he tells us that alive he is Christ.
所以他服侍神所经历那一些负面的事情
So all
使他灵性更进步。
His spirituality was even more has grown because of all the negative things that he has encountered.
所以，如果我们在教会服事遇到很多我们不想要经历的
，So when we serve in church, we have experienced things that we wish we had not.
但是经历过之后，我们灵性更完全。
However, your spirituality would be even more complete once you have gone through those tribulations.
那我们服事的态度、动机就是对的。
If that's the case, then the motivation and the reason that you want to serve in the first place was right.
但是如果我们服事的过程所经历的，让我的灵性 亏损。
But if your spirituality has declined, has been hurt by your experience,
那可能我们服事的态度还需要再进步。
Then it's possible that you need to make correction in your servitude.
因为这里讲哈，万事互相效力，爱神就可以得益处。
Because here tells us that all things work together for the person that loves God.
那爱神就是做神喜欢的事情。
To love God means that you do things that's pleasing to God.
用神喜欢的来回应我们所遇到一些事情。
And you respond to things that you have encountered by doing things that's pleasing to God.
那三十一节到三十九节。
31-39。
就是说什么都不可以跟基督的爱隔绝。
That nothing separates us from the love of Christ.
患难刀剑，什么都不能够让我跟主耶稣分离。
Tribulations or swords, nothing will separate us from the love of Christ.
三十九节最后一句，这个爱是在主耶稣基督里。
And verse 39, this love is in love of Christ Jesus.
爱如死一样强。
Love is as strong as death.
如果基督的爱充满在我们里面。
If the love of Christ is filled in us.
我们会爱主耶稣爱到愿意为他死。
Then we will love Lord Jesus to the point that we would die for him.
那什么都没有办法让我们跟耶稣来分离。
Then nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God.
那这就是我们信仰的追求。
This is the pursuit of our faith.
不断被神的爱充满。
That we continuously be filled with the love of Christ.
那我们跟神的关系越来越强。
So that our relationship with God will be even more stronger.
一起默祷。
So let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.